Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow. Styles that bring joy to your world. Brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more. And deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
1-800-Flowers.com knows that a gift is never just a gift. A gift is an expression of everything you feel and helps to build more meaningful relationships. 1-800-Flowers takes the pressure off by helping you navigate life's important moments by making it simple to find the perfect gift. From flowers and cookies to cake and chocolate, 1-800-Flowers helps guide you in finding the right gift to say how you feel. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
And here we are, episode 1.
Pilot episode.
Paranormality with Pirate and Josh, or Josh and Pirate. I don't see why Pirate should go first.
Alphabetical order, is it? I don't know. I think, Josh, Pirate, Pirate and Josh.
Josh and Pirate.
Yeah,
it's got
a ring to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring.
Paranormality. Welcome, everybody. This is our test pilot episode. Myself and Josh, we are good friends. We work with each other daily basis, and we're both interested in just strange things that happen that may be explainable sometimes, maybe other times they're not explainable. And we are here to basically debate them and rate them. We have invented the paranormality scale, a scale from 1 to 10. And we're going to be going through some of the most famous cases and some of the more obscure cases that you may not have even heard of paranormal stories. And we're going to rate them 1 to 10 of just how believable and how paranormal we think they are.
Is 1 being not believable?
I think 1 should be not believable and 10 should be... 10 should be literally Independence Day happening right in front of our bloody eyes. Do you know what I mean?
You can't dispute it.
No, you can't dispute it. There is an alien right there in the sky. I can see it. Everybody can see it. It's, you know, global news. I think that is a 10. Anything other than that happening, you know, you can't really rate it more than like 9.5 or something like that. I mean, are we going to go into points of a scale?
Oh, I mean, we've got to, really. A half.
I think if something's really, really, truly believable, we could give it like a 9.8 or something like that, you know?
Yeah. No one gets a 10.
No one gets a 10. No. We've got to be like, you know, strictly come dancing judges. 10s just don't exist.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it's good to mention that I am on the fence with most of everything. So I'm just right in the middle. So some things I might need some convincing. Some things I might be 60-40, 40-60. But most of the time, I'm 50-50. So we're going to discuss and we're going to find out. We're going to get to the truth. We're going to get the facts.
You like to have like a solid sort of proof, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And like you've mentioned to me before that like on in terms of ghosts, you'd love to believe them.
Oh, I want to see one so bad.
I believe you already have. You told me that story where you saw one, but you're still on the fence about it. You're not entirely sure if what you saw was real. Or...
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's been so many years, and you look back and you just think, did I see it? Did I not? Was I high? Was I not? So, I don't know. I do think I've definitely had strange experiences. 100%. There's been things that I can't explain, and I look back, and I'm like, I just don't know. But I want to see a ghost. I want to see an alien.
Well, why don't you tell the story that you told me the other day for the listeners out there that are going to hear it? Because there's no point in us saying, oh, you had a weird experience, and then you're going, yeah, well, I might have done. But, yeah.
Okay, so are we talking the alien light or the ghost?
We'll go with the ghost to start with. And,
the one in the field.
Yeah, the one in the field, yeah.
Oh, so we're talking, oh, easily, 12 years ago. And...
So right about 2010?
Yeah, I'd say so. 2009, 2010. And we'd scheduled to go to a barbecue around our friend's house. And as we're wasting time, I suppose you'd say, we thought we'd go for a nice walk through some fields. And my buddy Sean was kind of trailing behind us. And he suddenly stopped and said, oh, wait. No, don't worry about it. You'll just ignore me. You'll think I'm crazy. So we carried on walking and wasted about 20 minutes, half hour. And as we come out of the field, I look up to light a cigarette and I can only see what is described as maybe the hood of a monk, if you will, like a grey kind of white.
Let's not distinguish it as a monk just yet, but a hooded figure.
A hooded figure. Right, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to think it was a monk. Monks are friendly, aren't they? So
friendly ghost. we're calling Casper. Yeah.
We saw Casper the apparition, and I just said, "Right, let's get out of here." I didn't like the way it looked. So
give you the shivers a bit, didn't it?
It didn't fill me with good juju. So we went running, and then we got back to our friend's house for the barbecue, and I was explaining what I saw. And then my friend Sean, he confirmed that that's what he saw when he stopped in the field, but didn't say anything because he thought that we would all think he's crazy. And then what added to it was when we explained it to our friend who was having the barbecue, her nan lived just round the corner from the back of the field, and she had seen the same thing for years on and off. So there was three people that had seen the same thing.
So you both saw it on the same night.
Yep.
And you got a local resident confirming that she'd seen the same thing.
An old lady.
An old lady, who's got nothing to lie about.
No, old people don't lie.
Well, not exactly. And yet you're still on the fence that you're not convinced that it was a ghost that you saw that night.
At the time, I think it was. So, because all night I was just thinking about it and it gave me the creeps, but... It was so long ago, I look back and I just think, was it smoke from something? Could it have been dust or a Jolly Roger going through the field? I don't know. But I don't know. With that one, I'm 70-30. I'm 70% thinking I did see a ghost. But
because for me, on the paranormality scale, I'd rate that a solid like 8.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you've got multiple people seeing the same things... Not on the same occasion, and an extra witness that says it's been around before. She's seen it for many years, you know, on multiple occasions.
Yeah,
I think that genuinely is an 8 out of 10. You know, apparition. Right. That is a paranormal apparition. I'd give that 8 out of 10. What do you give it yourself? 8 out of 10.
See, I think I can do better. If I was to see creepy legs or an actual full ghost in front of me rather than just maybe a hood, I'd give it more of a rating. So for me, I'd got to give it a 6.5.
Because, 6.5, okay.
Yeah, because my memory is also a little hazy because it's been, 12 years, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, 6.5, 7, maybe, something like that. But I'd like to see a full-on ghost. So, I mean,
well, there's not many people that do.
That's the problem.
and generally, most of the time, it's younger children that will, you know, see the apparition because they're more open-minded to it. They're more open to it, to everything, really. They're very impressionable. And I think as the older you get, the less likely you are to see that full-on apparition.
It's a shame.
I'm gonna break into it here now, right? I used to see one when I was a little boy, 4 or 5 years old. We moved into a new house in Ludlow in South Shropshire, UK. And at the back of the house, there was kind of an extension on it, and we built the kitchen and dining room into the extension. And the dining room was literally two walls were just glass. There was a massive patio door, you know, the sliding style patio doors. And then down the side, adjacent to it, there was a large bay window. And when I'd be eating my breakfast in the morning, I would see a man walk around the back of the house, on the outside the window, walking around the back of the house and down the side alley. He was quite a tall man, probably around 6 foot, brown hair, always wearing a blue, like, overalls and wellies.
Ah. Was he an older gentleman?
No, he was probably about 30.
Okay.
And I would point at him and say, "Who's that man?" And none of my brothers or sisters could see him.
Ah, so were you the youngest?
I was the youngest of our family, yeah. I would have only been about 4 or 5 years old, which would put my eldest brother for about 13 or 14. And then, yeah, my brother, the other brother and sister would be in between that. But yeah, none of them could see it, but I used to see him all the time. And then we started having very strange things happening in that house. Things moving, things going missing.
The keys,
yeah. Mum and Dad's keys would always go missing. Even though they hung them up on the hook in the hallway, just inside the door, they would quite regularly appear in the attic. Or, you know, you don't know where the hell they'd appear. The gas hob in the kitchen, you know, the little button where you press to light the hob, and it goes click, 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 click. Yeah, you'd be watching TV in the lounge, you just hear this click again, click, 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 click. There's no one in there.
That is spooky.
And multiple other things that we had happen down there. In that alleyway that went down the side of the house, there was a manhole cover that you couldn't really avoid walking on when you walked down the alley, and it would make a very distinct clang noise as soon as you put a foot on it. 9 o'clock every night, even though there was no one walking down the alley, you'd hear that manhole cover go clang.
Oh, as if someone was walking
on it. As if somebody was walking on it.
So it was all around your house and inside the house.
And inside the house, yeah.
Was there a room in the house that there wasn't anything going on?
It was all over.
All over.
And even, like, no one sort of believed me when I used to see him when I was a little boy. But as the years went on, things started happening to my mum in particular. It seemed to focus on her and sort of try and torment her. She said when we got back from school one day that she'd actually seen a piece of furniture walk itself out from the wall into the middle of the room and just stop there.
Oh, I don't like that.
While she was hoovering. Yeah, it was very freaky. But it culminated in a story that when we researched it, our house was built on old farmland. It was on the edge of town, and where our house was and next door's house was a big hay barn. And apparently the farmers that ran the farm were brothers. One of them was married and the other one was having an affair with his wife.
Naughty, naughty.
So he killed him in the barn.
A murder afoot.
That's the story that we found out when we looked into it.
Well,
how true that is now, I don't know. It's 30 years later since we...
I mean, typically, when there is murder, there is ghosts. This is reported in history.
It does seem to be that way, doesn't it? So.
Yeah, because I feel like there's not such thing as an actual friendly ghost. It always seems to come from a dark place, like murder or suicide.
Yeah,
or
I think spirits that sort of linger tend to have that sort of, taken before their time, perhaps, or they're just evil people, I guess, as well.
This might sound silly, but so are ghosts walking around? Is that technically limbo? Is Earth limbo for ghosts?
Yeah, I guess it is, yeah. Purgatory? Well, yeah, I don't know.
I've only just put those two things together. I've only just thought about it. Because you see films about people going back and doing nice things and setting the ghost free. And then they go up to heaven or they go wherever. They're at peace.
Patrick Swayze.
Yes, that's the film. Yes, that is the film I'm thinking. And it's called Ghost. Yes, that is the film I'm thinking of. How did that slip my mind?
I don't know.
Ghost. That's a good film.
But yeah, it does seem to be through unfortunate events that these manifestations seem to happen, you know, like you say. Well, I'm a believer in like the energy of the human body, the soul, if you like, and I think when you die, your energy is released and you either go on to a better place that you've sort of made for yourself, your own heaven, or you're going to go to your own personal hell. It depends on your personality, depends on how much you're going to enjoy the afterlife. That's my belief, anyway, you know.
See, it's a weird one for me. I don't know what to believe. I'm only discovering and finding out more as I get older, with wisdom, I suppose. So I don't know what I believe. I don't think it's just you're in the ground and that's it. I think there is something. There's got to be something, because otherwise you wouldn't get strange phenomenon and strange things happening. So it's got to be something.
Fair comment. You're not particularly a follower of any particular religion?
No. I identified as agnostic, where you believe there's something but you don't know what it is.
We can go with that. I'm not sure if that is the technical definition of agnostic, but yeah.
Yeah, like those people that like Dr. Pepper, where they're not sure what it is, so they like it. That's kind of agnostic.
That's agnostic, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, one of those. Not full atheist, because I do believe there is something, but I just don't know what it is.
I definitely believe, and I do believe in the ghosts and the world of spirits and stuff like that. Like I said, growing up for, what was I in that house for about 10 or 11 years, I was in that house, and it was something, we had peaks and troughs when, you know, we had things happening and not things happening. But for me, living in that house was a solid 9 on the paranormality scale.
Solid 9.
You couldn't go more than a few months without something happening. You sat there watching the TV at night and you could see a face in the window or something, you know, quite sinister.
Yeah. My mum always told me the story of when she was in her 20s and her girlfriend's done a Ouija board. And she swears to this day that after doing the Ouija board, doors were slamming, windows were opening, weird stuff was happening.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm kind of on the fence of Ouija boards. I think sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, you know, unconsciously people can move the glass or, you know, the little counter thing around the board and create false information. But I think when it does work, when you actually do call something, I think you've got to know how to send it back. Otherwise, it's just going to linger, isn't it?
It's just going to stick around. That would be an inconvenience, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So if nothing was happening beforehand, then they did a Ouija board, and then you started having doors slamming and windows opening and stuff like that. I think you've let something into this world that shouldn't be here, and now it's stuck around.
But then you hear stories of ghosts following people. Yeah. So then once you release a spirit, does it stay in the house, or does it attach to the person that released it?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the individual spirit, doesn't it? What it wants to do. Does it want to cause misery to one person, or does it want to linger in a place? Does it feel that it is attached to that place?
Or... Yeah. Were they murdered in that place?
Exactly, yeah. You don't know.
Strange phenomenon.
It is a strange phenomenon. We will be discussing more ghosts. In fact, if you'd like to present your own stories to us, and we can debate on those, or we could interview you live on the podcast, send in your stories to paranormality.uk@gmail.com, and we'll be in touch, and hopefully you'll be on the show as well.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, 100%. I always find it more spooky when it's local folk, when it's normal people, residents, people like us, blue collars, if you will. When you read things and see things and you see video, you never know if it's a hoax, you never know what's going on there, whereas...
To get someone's personal account...
Yeah.
I think is it's more of a solid feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like more personal.
Video evidence can be falsified quite easily.
Mm-hmm. I always enjoy hearing people's stories as well. I really do. When you hear someone go into detail and you hear them talking about dates, times, specifics, and how it sent shivers up their spine and stuff, I love the whole thing. I really do enjoy people's takes on things.
It makes it more authentic, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. So please do write in, subscribe.
Send us your story and we will include you in the Paranormality podcast.
And it doesn't just have to be ghosts. It could be anything. Ghosts, yeah. Aliens, whatever you believe in.
Yeah, all sorts of spooky stuff. We're going to be covering it all. We want as much spooky stuff as we can find, really.
Ghost cats. That is something that is slightly off topic, but ghost cats. My friend swears that his dog used to go crazy because there was ghost cats in his house. Now, I don't know if many people believe in ghost cats, but he reckons there's such thing. So, are animals, can they become ghosts?
I don't know.
It's a good one.
I don't know. Because animals, I suppose, I don't really... Is there a correlation between higher intelligence and ghostly goings on, you know, apparitions?
Yeah, I've opened a can of worms here.
Yeah.
Because I suppose a ghost dog would just be doing what he does in normal life.
Yeah.
Just chasing ghost
sniffing
balls.
Around the bushes and chasing cats.
Playing ghost fetch with himself.
But even if a dog has not particularly had a happy life, I think its energy is more likely to just sort of disperse.
Yeah.
Rather than linger on that misery.
Yeah, even if a dog was murdered, it wouldn't stick around and be evil.
No,
like some ghosts.
I think that anyway, because I think it takes like that higher level of intelligence to actually create that kind of energy that can linger, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. But something we can delve into. Put that on the list.
Ghost dogs and ghost cats. Okay, we'll go on the list.
I mean, you could delve in deeper, and if an animal dies or gets murdered in a zoo, do you get ghost elephants? Ghost tigers?
Ghost tigers would be pretty scary, wouldn't they?
I'm just talking nonsense.
Imagine walking around a zoo at night and a ghost tiger starts stalking you.
So if you've seen a ghost tiger, please write in and tell us. Tell us your experience. Well. So, yeah, this is Paranormality, pilot episode. Tune in, subscribe, see what's going on. All things strange.
Join us again next time.
Yeah, thank you.
Are we going to make that the end of the episode?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a short. I think we were aiming for sort of half an hour, but I mean, the first episode, we can. I think that'll do, won't it?
I don't even know what the time is.
I haven't.
I don't know if time goes fast or slow.
Right, we've been going for 21 minutes.
20 wow, minutes, that went quick.
Yeah. We talk a lot.
I need to stop myself from going into nonsense, because once I get a thought in my brain, my mouth moves and talks, and then my brain catches up, and then I find myself going, why are you talking about ghost animals?
But it makes for an entertaining topic.
It does.
That's what podcasts are all about, is entertainment.
I'll bring the nonsense. I love it. I love the nonsense. All things strange and all things weird and wonderful.
And all things nonsense.
Especially nonsense. Flat Earth. Birds aren't real.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've got... Those episodes are coming up. But this was just an introduction. Let us know if you like it. Give us a thumbs up. And tell all your friends to come to Paranormality.
Yeah.
And email in to paranormality.uk@gmail.com if you want to be part of our podcast.
Josh and Pirate. Pirate and Josh.
Checking out. See you next time, everybody.
Bye.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.